USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The search continued for a construction worker buried in the rubble of the Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans after it partially collapsed on Saturday, sending debris through the street. The falling debris and equipment sent workers and bystanders running for safety. Three people died in the collapse, including the missing worker. It's been an agonizing wait for the family of that last remaining victim, who is engaged to a local police officer. Fire Chief Tim McConnell said, quote, "Unfortunately, we've had no success at this time locating the person who is still missing. The scene is still volatile, and officials discovered both yellow cranes are compromised and could collapse at any time, so the evacuation perimeter has been extended." The mayor told the Associated Press the building was last inspected 20 days ago, but there was nothing that would have stopped construction. There is now concern about the security of the building, with rain and high winds predicted to hit over the next few days. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is going to face a Republican challenger in a runoff election. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Democrat Bel Edwards received 46% of the vote in the Saturday balloting, but he needed to exceed 50% to avoid a runoff in November.
I'm excited because tonight we are one step closer to four more years of moving Louisiana forward.
Bel Edwards will now face Republican Eddie Rasponi in that runoff. Rasponi, a Baton Rouge businessman. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wall Street today, the S&P 500 slipped 4.12 points to 2966. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 29 points to 26,787. The Russell Index lost 6.47 to 1505. Bond markets and the U.S. government were closed for the Columbus Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mack truck workers are walking picket lines after their union launched a strike at plants in three states. The United Automobile Workers Union Local 677 began picketing outside Allentown, Pennsylvania. The company said the strike involves about 3,500 employees at facilities in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Florida. The union says many issues are unresolved, including wages, job security, and pension health benefits. Mack Trucks President Martin Weisberg said he's surprised and disappointed that the union decided to walk out rather than allow the employees to keep building trucks and engines while parties continue to negotiate. All high schools in California will now start their school days at a certain time, but it's not something kids will be groaning about. The new mandated start times benefit teens who naturally like to sleep in. Governor Gavin Newsom signed legislation that will require all high schools in the state to begin their days after 8:30 a.m. California is the first state in the nation to mandate school start times, and they claim there's a good reason for doing so. Research studies have shown that later start times help combat sleep deprivation in teens who naturally fall asleep later than their parents, will improve academic success, attendance, mental health, and even cut sleep-related car accidents. A similar initiative was mandated by Seattle in 2015. The city's school board voted to adopt an 8:45 a.m. starting time for all high schools and most middle schools, joining dozens of other districts across the U.S. that adopted a later start time in recent years. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.